Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard discuss strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations. Bilateral talks with President Trump scheduled in Washington, D.C. tonight. JPC report on Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 tabled in Rajya Sabha amidst opposition uproar. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to introduce new Income Tax Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. Government plans to consolidate various national pension schemes under one umbrella. And in football, Northeast United FC to face Jamshedpur FC in the Indian Super League in Jamshedpur this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard held discussions on strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations in Washington, D.C. today. During the meeting, the Prime Minister fondly recalled his earlier interactions with Ms. Gabbard. The discussions focused on enhancing bilateral intelligence cooperation, particularly in counterterrorism, cybersecurity, emerging threats, and strategic intelligence sharing. They also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest, reaffirming their commitment to a secure, stable, and rules-based international order. A report.
The discussions between Mr. Modi and Ms. Gabbard touched on enhancing bilateral intelligence cooperation, particularly in counterterrorism, cybersecurity, emerging threats, and strategic intelligence sharing. They also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest, reaffirming their commitment to a secure, stable, and rule-based international order. Today, Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with President Trump in both the restricted and delegation-level formats. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to interact with senior U.S. administration figures, business leaders, and members of the Indian community. Mr. Modi has been invited to visit the U.S. within barely 3 weeks of the new administration taking office. This shows the importance of the India-U.S. partnership. There is a convergence of interest between the two countries in a number of areas, including trade, investment, technology, defense cooperation, counterterrorism, security of the Indo-Pacific, and people-to-people relations. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi arrived in Washington, D.C. in the wee hours today on a two-day visit to the United States of America. India's ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Mohan Quatra, and other officials welcomed Prime Minister Modi at the airport. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winter weather and gathered outside Blair House to welcome Mr. Modi, who is among the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of the second term of U.S. President Donald Trump. In a social media post after landing, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to meet U.S. President Donald Trump and building upon the India-USA Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. The Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has been tabled in the Rajya Sabha amidst opposition uproar. When the House met this morning, BJP MP Dr. Medha Vishram Kulkarni tabled a copy of the report in the upper house. As the opposition members continued with their sloganeering, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar urged them to allow the House to function, but in vain. Leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, alleged that the dissent notes given by the opposition members in the committee meetings have not been included in the report. He described it as an anti-democratic move.
मैं आपसे विनंती कर रहा हूं कि उनको डायरेक्शन दीजिए जो भी रिपोर्ट आई है वो अगर वो रिपोर्ट में डिसेंट्स व्यूज नहीं है तो उसको वापस भेजिए निकाल दीजिए और उसके बाद में और एक बार आप पुनर्विचार करके उस सभी डिसेंट व्यूज को डाल के आप पेश कीजिए.
Responding to it, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju clarified that no part of the report, proceedings and dissent notes have been deleted. He accused the opposition of misleading the House over the issue. He added that the Parliamentary Committee conducted the entire proceedings as per the rule. He also said that all dissent notes are attached in the appendix of the report.
listed business, the JPC report on WAF amendment bill was to be placed on the table of the House. And some of the concerns raised by the opposition party, I have just checked it. There is no deletion, there is no removal of any part of the report. Everything is tabled on the floor. On what basis you can raise this kind of issues? Don't mislead the House. Sir, I am very pained to say that the honourable members from opposition parties are making unnecessary issue.
The Income Tax Bill 2025 is scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill, which is aimed at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax, has been listed in the business of the House. In her budget speech, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had announced to bring a new income tax bill. She had also announced that individuals earning up to 12 lakh rupees annually will pay no income tax. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, BJP MP Darshana Singh said this budget is the roadmap to Viksit Bharat 2047. She said this budget has laid special focus on the welfare of women and farmers. She added that the budgetary allocation to the agriculture sector will definitely improve the economic conditions of the farmers across the country.
ये युवा समर्पित बजट है और AMF फंड के माध्यम से बताना चाहूंगी आज भारत विश्व का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम बन चुका है इसका श्रेय हमारे युवा उद्यमियों को ही जाता है स्टार्टअप इंडिया और स्किल इंडिया कार्यक्रमों ने लाखों युवाओं को कौशल प्रशिक्षण प्रदान कर उन्हें नए रोजगार और उद्यमिता के लिए तैयार किया है आज देश में 1.3 लाख स्टार्टअप पंजीकृत हो चुके हैं जिनमें से 115 से अधिक यूनिकॉर्न शामिल है
Congress MP Imran Pratapgarhi, while criticizing the government, said that budgetary allocation for MG Narega has not been increased. He said the budget does not address the issue of inflation. He said the budget of the Minority Affairs Ministry has been cut. The discussion is underway. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to reply to the discussion on the budget 2025-26 this evening. The government is planning to bring various national pension schemes under one umbrella in the days to come. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said there are several pension schemes available for people, especially those in the unorganised sectors. These schemes include Atal Pension Yojana, PM Shramik Manthan and PM Shram Yogi Manthan. He further said the government is contemplating to bring all the national pension schemes under one umbrella by simplifying them.
EPFO में जो एनरोलमेंट होते हैं उसके भी लाभार्थी उसको तो ऑलरेडी पेंशन मिल रहा है ऐसे लोगों की संख्या 78,000 से 80 लाख के आगे पीछे है वैसे ही अटल पेंशन योजना है आज तक 5.55 करोड़ लोग अटल पेंशन योजना के साथ जुड़े हुए हैं और 3,000 से 5,000 तक की पेंशन सिक्योरिटी देते हैं
The government today said more than 15.45 crore of over 19 crore rural households in the country have tap water supply in their homes under Jal Jeevan Mission. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said at the time of the inception of the mission in 2019, only 3.23 crore rural households were having tap water connections. He also informed that around 12.22 crore rural households have been provided with tap water connections ever since under the mission. The government today said it has adopted a multi-pronged strategy to strengthen earthquake risk reduction mechanism. Replying to supplementaries, Minister for Earth Sciences Dr. Jitendra said the government has installed early warning systems in Himalayas and elsewhere.
हिमालयन बेल्ट उसमें उत्तराखंड भी आता है उत्तर प्रदेश के कुछ भाग हिमाचल भी है उनको लेकर के अर्ली वार्निंग सिस्टम की एक व्यवस्था निर्माणित की गई और साथ ही साथ डिजास्टर रिस्पांस ट्रेनिंग की एक अलग व्यवस्था जो भी संबंधित लोग हैं उनको भी और आम समाज को आम नागरिकों के लिए भी और इसके लिए बहुत सारे जागरूकता कार्यक्रम भी प्रारंभ किए गए
The minister said, though it is not always possible to forecast earthquakes in advance, the government is using both technological and other means for risk reduction. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. And now news from the Mahakumbh Mela. In an effort to protect people from rumours and misinformation during the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh Police is taking strict actions. Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said that action is being taken on the instructions of Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath by identifying such accounts on social media which are spreading fake news about Mahakumbh.
During its social media monitoring, UP police has identified 7 such accounts which were allegedly spreading fake news by linking an old video with the Mahakumbh. The police clarified that this video is actually from 2021 in Ghazipur, where dead bodies were found on the riverbank in the city. The police has accused them of tarnishing the image of the state government and the police, along with spreading hatred in the society. A case has been registered in this regard at the Kotwali Kumbh Mela police station in Prayagraj while legal action is being taken. Exposing the video, the police clarified that this is being misleadingly linked to Mahakumbh. The official account of the Kumbh Mela police has also released a post denying this. The administration has made it clear that any misleading information related to Mahakumbh will not be tolerated. Those who spread rumors on social media will be identified and strict legal actions will be taken against them. The police has appealed to the public not to pay attention to rumors and report any such suspicious posts. Adarsh with Abhishek Kapil, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju has said that radio is a trusted source of information, education and entertainment. Inaugurating the Radio Festival 2025 in New Delhi on World Radio Day, Mr. Jaju said, Akashwani is among the largest broadcasting organizations in the world and reaches 98% of the population.
The news services division of AIR works round the clock, broadcasting over 607 news bulletins daily for both home and external services. And these bulletins are aired in multiple Indian languages as well as foreign languages, ensuring that the news reaches people in their preferred language and region. And supporting this vast news network are 46 regional news units, which are tailoring content to reflect the national, regional and local affairs based on their newsworthiness.
Speaking on the occasion, Director General Akashwani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur said, Akashwani is always committed to creating awareness among people about climate change.
All India Radio has always committed itself towards resilience and bringing about awareness about climate change. As it was mentioned earlier, the reach of Akashwani is almost 90% of the population and 98%, and all the FM part also, it almost covers about 75% of the population. So we are reaching everywhere, all parts of the country.
In Kerala, a dawn to dusk hartal is being observed in Wayanad today in protest against the state government's failure to address the rising incidents of human-animal conflict in the region. The hartal, called by the Congress-led UDF, is in the backdrop of a couple of recent incidents in which 2 persons lost their lives in wild elephant attacks. In Indian Super League football match, North East United FC will take on Jamshedpur FC at the JRD Tata Sports Complex in Jamshedpur today. The match is scheduled at 7:30 p.m. IST. Jamshedpur FC currently holds a strong position in the ISL table, sitting in 3rd place. In contrast, North East United FC is down in 6th place with 29 points. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard discuss strengthening intelligence cooperation between the 2 nations. Bilateral talks with President Trump scheduled in Washington, D.C. tonight. JPC report on Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 tabled in Parliament amidst opposition uproar. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to introduce new income tax bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. Government plans to consolidate various national pension schemes under one umbrella. And in football, North East United FC to face Jamshedpur FC in the Indian Super League in Jamshedpur this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.